Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You have glory to God. My hallelujah. You tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel like a choir of angels joined us as we were singing this song. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to do this again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to do it one more time. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, lift your hands up and praise the Lord now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He is one.
Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory. Hallelujah.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and power.
The Lord our God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord our God is
omnipotent. The Lord our God is
omnipotent.
The Lord our God. Wonderful.
Let's release it in the atmosphere.
Let's release it in the atmosphere today. Come on now.
Let's go.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the angel.
Hallelujah. Pastor
Peaches Bird. Are you there?
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, bless be God. Baruch Adonai. Hallelujah. And, of course, this is yours truly. Hallelujah. Brother Bird. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was fired for the Lord today. I tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get tired in our bodies, but our spirit is leaping for joy. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know y'all bless the Lord for those selections. Hallelujah. Revelation 19:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And of course, hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for both of those selections. And at this time, I'm going to have Pastor Peaches, if you would, do the housekeeping suggestions so everybody can be ready for the pastor's corner and what else follows today so they can take notes or whatever
yes.
they must need to do. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Yes. Call the family into the room. Put the phone on loudspeaker. Tell everybody bring their notebooks, their composition notebooks, their pencils, their paper, everything that they're going to use to take notes. Bring in their communion elements, their cracker, their cookie, their juice, their water, their soda, whatever they're going to use to take when we take communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. I tell you. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all got to put your seatbelts on because we're getting the blast off into the supernatural atmosphere of the Holy Spirit of the Holy Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And right now, without any further ado, we're going to present to some and introduce to others, none other than the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Dr. Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The floor is yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. This is the day. Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We will lift up our eyes from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. The Lord is so good, and his mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Amen. We were so blessed. Many didn't make it today. Amen. But we just thank God for his grace and his mercy and his love. Amen. His omnipotent power. He's a wonderful Father, and without him, we are nothing. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord also for two of God's anointed ministry gift guests. Amen. A host, I should say, excuse me. And that's the birds. Amen. We just love them. Amen. And nothing they can do about it. Monday through Sunday, we're just going to keep on loving them. Amen. Amen. They are truly two of God's anointed gifts to the body of Christ and to the world. Amen. And so at this particular time, I'm going to just move right into the word that I believe the Lord's placed in my spirit to share with the audience out there. And I want to start off by saying, in a world filled with obsession, oppression, depression, and possession, amen, God says in his words in Ephesians, the second chapter, 14th verse, tells us that in spite of all the pain and suffering and everything that's going on, God is our peace. Amen. Ephesians 2:14. And then also 2 Timothy 2:22. Amen. Paul said to the church, he said, flee. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee youthful lust or sin, but pursue. Here's what to pursue. Turn away from sin, but here's what to pursue every day of our lives. And that is the righteousness, faith, love, and here's that word again, peace. And the peace here is referring to the peace that only can come from God. And I want to just read that again. Ephesians 2:14, God said he's our peace. Glory to God. And 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul said, flee sin, flee youthful lust. Anything that's unrighteous, that's going to turn you away from God, flee from that. Amen. But pursue every day of your life, pursue or go after righteousness, faith, love, and the peace of God that passes all understanding with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And then I want to take you to Galatians You can write these scriptures down. Again, Ephesians 2:14, 2 Timothy 2:22, and Galatians 5, 5th chapter, excuse me, and the 22nd verse. He says, Paul to the Galatians, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and here's that word again, peace, or God's peace, amen, or his peace, glory to God, his peace, glory to God. To those of you that are listening to this broadcast, this anointed broadcast, amen, Dr. Bird and Dr. Willie, Pastor Willie, amen, Bird, anointed ministry guest broadcast today. I want you to know the Lord wants us to know that it is his perfect will for you and I to be sound in our minds. Philippians, the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse, says, let this mind, Paul was talking to the church at Rome, and he said, let this mind, what mind is that? Amen. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Amen. Let this mind be in you. And then also we see here in 3 John, it is God for you to be sound in your mind. Amen. I'm purposely repeating. Why? Teaching is repeating until learning takes place. Everybody don't always get it at the same time. Amen. And so just I find myself, I do that many times, but the Lord will lead me and Mrs. Lee to do that as well. And then also the Bible says in 3 John, 1st chapter, 2nd verse, it says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in excellent health. God wants you to prosper, and he wants us to be prosperous in every area and be filled with the Spirit in our spirit and soul and body. Again, God wants us to live a prosperous life. Don't get in the mindset and thinking God never is going to heal me. He's never going to deliver me. He's never going to set me free. I'm always going to be, amen, broke, busted, disgusted. Give me, let me, can you spare? Don't believe that. We're here to encourage you. Glory to God. God's desire for you and I to be sound in our mind, Philippians 2:5, excellent health in our body, as I just shared with you, excellent, 3 John 1 and 2. Amen. I don't think I read all of that, so just bear with me. I wish above all things that you prosper and be excellent in health and be filled, amen, with God's total peace, amen, in every area of your life, 3 John. And he said, with peace in your spirit and your soul and your body. And then I'll take you over. I'll give you another reference here. You can find it in St. John 14th chapter and the 21st verse. And Jesus said these words, Jesus said, my peace. So that's the peace that we're referring to here, sharing with you. My peace, he said, St. John 14:27, I leave with you. He was getting ready to go back to the Father. He had finished his purpose, amen, to glorify God and become the sinful lamb, the sacrificial lamb. Thank God, what if Jesus had changed his mind? We wouldn't be talking about the word of God today. We'd be running probably trying to find a way to hide and get away from all the hell, spiritually speaking, that Satan's brought upon this earth. But thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his steadfastness and his love for you and I, my brothers and sisters. Amen. This is a good place. Amen. You can lift your hands without my permission. Glory to God. While I mention, just give him a 5-second praise, a 5-second worship, a 5-second thank you, Jesus. A 5-second thank you. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I thank you for another 5 seconds for watching over me and protecting me. Because if Jesus had not, glory to God, or changed his mind in the process of coming and said, wait a minute, I don't think I want to do that. Glory to God. We would be in a lot of trouble today. But thank God for loving us so much. He was willing to give his son as a sacrificial lamb. And his son, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, amen, loved us just as much as the Father, that he was willing to lay his life down. Glory to God. I hope you get in this church. Glory to God. He did not have to come, but he chose to come because he was walking in the same love. Glory to God of his Father. Glory to God. So we should always remember God love us no matter what you're going through, we face with. Amen. You stay with the word. You stay with the word. What do you mean by that? Say what the word says every day. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith, now you make it personal to you, my brothers and sisters. Say it this way. But my faith and God's word come by reading as I hear and receiving the word of God in my ear and in my spirit. I read God's word. I confess that word every day, because the more we confess God's word, the more faith of God's word abides on the inside. Can I get an amen out there? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Third John, say that word. Don't give up on God's word. I hear the Lord said, son, don't go any further until I tell you. Don't give up on God's word, glory to God. You hold fast to God's word. You believe God's word. If he spoke it, he will do it. As it pertains to your life, take that page off out of the Bible, if you will. I don't mean rip the page out. I mean just make a copy of it. I'll write it down on another piece of paper. Some of you might just need, see, you know, sometimes it's not all the 10, 20 scriptures, 40, 50 scriptures, and we read all the scriptures all the time here and there. But when we believe in God for faith, for healing, deliverance, or family members, it could be you out there, my brother, my sister. We sometimes it's just one scripture. Hold fast to that scripture. Let it get down on the inside of your spirit until that word become, hey, glory to God, till that word become a part of your life. Keep reading it all. That's what me and Mrs. Lee do, or Mrs. Lee and I. We read that scripture, amen, till we get the victory, glory to God. Satan, you a liar, amen. Amen. We will not, amen, quit. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Loose from Satan's pit. Jesus came and he fought our battle. Jesus came and he fought your battle, sister. Say your name right now. Jesus came and he fought your battle, my brother. Say that word. There's a minister right there right now. Listen, there's quite a few. You're listening to this broadcast today. And you say that, Jesus came and he fought my battle. Amen. God hasn't forgotten you, my brother. God hasn't forgotten you, my sister. Man of God, willing of God. God wants you to know today, matter of fact, that he loves you. He never stopped loving you. Don't you give up on him, because that's what Satan wants you to do. You continue to confess God's word. If he spoke it, pastor, he will do it. Amen. If he said it, evangelist, he will do it. Amen. If he said it, amen, hold fast to that word. God will do it. One day, Mrs. Lee and I, as the Lord leads us, we're going to just share some testimony of miracles, signs, and wonders, how God, amen, just honored his word as it pertains to our lives and people that we prayed for. Amen. Hold fast and lift God up. And I'm telling you, we're going to share with you, amen, miracles and healings and signs, amen, and even the dead that we prayed for. And all these testimonies, understand, hear me clear, God gets the glory, amen. We wouldn't dare take his glory, amen. And the purpose for it, as God leads us, it is going to bring faith alive in you. And whatever your condition is out there, amen, you hear these testimonies. Along with other testimonies, you may be already hearing others have shared, and there'll be no different to encourage your heart. If he did it for her, he can do it for me. If he healed her, God, you still in the healing business. That's what I tell them all the time. You still in the healing business. Help me, Jesus. Amen. You haven't stopped healing yet. Amen. I need the healing. I thank you. I receive my healing. Mrs. Light, believe in God. Mrs. Lee, believe in God. Amen. She holding fast to the word. Hold fast to God's word. God's word cannot lie. If a God's word to lie means he is not God, because he's a liar. Amen. Do you understand that? Not in that order, of course. Amen. But God's word is truth. If he spoke it, he will do it. God has me to repeat a lot today. And amen, we believe in going with the flow of the Lord. He wants you to keep hearing. He wants you to hear that word. Amen. Hold fast to God's word. I want to read John 14:27 again. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. That's the word for today. My peace I leave for you. Because there's oppression out there. Satan is always bringing oppression. Amen to you. Anytime you will call any man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice, amen, that God has called, amen, and that's all of you that listen to this broadcast. Different areas of ministry. Satan's job, St. John, I believe, is 10 and 10. Satan's job is to come and steal that word out of your life. But he's a liar. You continue to hold fast to God's word. God is not a man he shall lie, or the son of man that he will ever have to repent. And so God wants you to know there's a lot of oppression out there. And that's why God having us to minister, on his peace, because his peace can pass all understanding. Amen. His peace can keep you walking and staying focused on his word, what his word says about that. And there's other scriptures, but we're ministering on the peace of God, peace of mind. Amen. And so you just trust God. You hold fast to God. And before we get off the air and turn back to Dr. Bird and Mrs. Bird, amen, we're going to pray for you as well. My peace I leave to you, not as the world give not to you. He said, let not your heart, this is St. John 14:27. I'm reading it again because the Spirit of God said, read it again. Let not your heart be troubled, not let it be afraid. You believe in God, you believe also, amen, in the word of the living God, in the God that speaks the word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should have to lie, amen, or repent, amen. Peace, where is peace? Where is God? Where is the peace for our nations, our homes? Where is the peace? And most of all, for our hearts and our minds. This desperate cry has been heard throughout the ages. It is also cry. It is also the cry of your heart. Amen. Those of you that going through. Amen. People are weary and worried, excuse me, without a doubt. There is a need for direction and counsel and security and confidence. We need and want peace of mind. Peace of mind. What a treasure can this treasure be found? Amen? We'll say that again. What a treasure can this treasure be found in a world of so much conflict and despite turmoil and trouble? Question mark. The great search is on many people are seeking and fame and fortune and pleasure and power and education and knowledge in human relationships and marriage. The desire to fill their heart, their heads with knowledge and their purses with wealth, but their soul remains empty. Many people today, you turn on the TV, glory to God, and they just trying to want everybody, they want to be like everybody, they've lost their own identity, don't know who they are, amen, but we know who we are in Christ Jesus, amen, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. You stay with the word, my brother, you stay with the word, my sister, you stay together, husband and wife. Satan is trying to break that marriage up, but he's a liar, he's a father of lies. You stay with the word, amen, you love your wife all the more. Matter of fact, if your wife and you're not standing, sitting there side by side, if you're close enough, I'd say reach over and grab her hand. And before she know it, amen, kiss her on the lips, amen. Look her in the eye, amen, and say, honey, I love you. When was the last time you told your husband you love him? When was the last time you told your wife you love them, amen? A marriage, it takes two to make a marriage work, glory to God. Amen. Want to slip that in there. Praise the Lord. Don't you give up on each other. Amen. God didn't give up on you. She didn't give up on you. He didn't give up on you when you were going through other areas. Hold fast to God's word. God's word is the answer to every circumstance, situation, condition, trouble that has come or may have allowed into your relationship. Not saying referring to the husband or the wife. Amen. You know who's who and what's what. Amen. I'm just sharing this part with you. Don't give up on the glory of God. Hold fast to God's word. Hold fast. And I want to finish reading this part, and I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Bird. I'm going to back up a little bit. The great search is on. Many people seeking peace of fame and fortune and pleasure and power and education and knowledge and human relationships and marriage. They desire to fill their heads with knowledge and their purses with wealth, but their soul remains empty. Did you hear me out there? Their soul remains empty. Others are seeking to escape the realities, of life with drugs or alcohol, but the peace they seek eludes them. They are still empty and lonely, still in trouble, a world with a troubled mind. Amen. God created man, you and I, and placed us, our Adam, in a beautiful garden to enjoy what? Peace, perfect peace, joy, happiness. But when Adam sinned, Eve disobeyed. And Eve disobeyed. They were at once stricken with guilt where before they had gone long gone, where before they had the presence of God. Now that they hid themselves with shame, guilt, that's what sin will do to you, and fear replaced the peace and happiness they had known. Man's sin was the beginning of a troubled world and a troubled mind. All those souls long for God, our sinful nature rebels at his ways. This inner struggle causes tension and distress. When we, like Adam and Eve, are self-centered in our desire and ambition, we become anxious and fretful and pointing the finger. The more we focus on ourselves, the more trouble we become. The uncertainties of life and the changing, decaying world shake our security and disturb our peace. Read one little part more, and I'll close to that. Although you may not have recognized or acknowledged it, sin could be the reason for our uneasiness. Amen? Many people search among outward. So many people search among outward and material things to find peace. They blame the troubled world for their troubled mind, but they fail to look within their own heart.
Yes.
Father, I just thank you today. There's more, but maybe if the Lord leads us next week, we will, or at another time. Praise the Lord. Father, we just give you worship. We just give you praise. We just give you adoration, Father God. If it wasn't for your grace, if it wasn't for your mercy, Father God, Lord God, where would we be today? But thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for not giving up on us, amen, as we are so quick to give up on each other when things are not going right. Father, I just thank you now. Father, to all the listeners, we have no idea who's listening to the broadcast, Father God, but we just pray for every listener today, Father, every marriage today, Father, every son, every daughter, Father. God, we put them under in our arm, Mrs. Lee. Glory to God, as we hear and doing this broadcast now, heart goes out to them, Father, and we just thank you, Lord God, for healing. We minister healing in the area that they needed. We minister deliverance in the area that they needed. Father, we thank you for helping the father in this area, helping the husband in that area, Father. Lord, you see the wayward child. He's heard mom and dad hussing and cussing and saying things out of their mouth they shouldn't do around them. And Father, we just lift him up. We lift them up, Father. We lift, watch over that daughter, Father God. They're trying to find life. They're trying to find this kind of peace that can only come from you. They can't get it out of the bottle of alcohol. They can't get it out of drugs and all the kind of things that they've been told that it just makes them feel great and wonderful, but fail to tell them that it bring bondage in their lives, potentially for the rest of their lives, marriage and family. We lift them up, Father God. Lord, we were once out there, and Father God, if it wasn't for your grace, if it wasn't for your mercy, Father God, we would be, God, in that number, could be dead right now, could be in hell right now. So we thank you, Father, that you raised us up. Father God, you put your arms around me and your arms around Mrs. Lee, Maxine. And Father God, Lord, now you have us, God, preaching your word, teaching your word, and sharing your word. God, got our arms around those husbands and wives right now, praying for them, Father God. Lord God, please help them. Thank you for helping them. Be merciful, God. Be kind, Father God. Lord, please give that son, that husband, that family, that father another chance, Lord. And we thank you that this time they're coming on into the kingdom. They're going to say, Lord, please help me, crying out to you, Father. And we just thank you for being so merciful and so kind and so loving, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the Birds family, God, you've called them to do a great work, Father. And we thank you. We're honored every time they invite us to come. And Father God, we just thank you for continuing watching over them and protecting them and their family, God, and the weapons of satanic force that comes against them to try and hinder this broadcast. Hear me, Satan. We know each other very well. In the name of Jesus, you have no liberty. In the name of Jesus, go in Jesus' name. We command you to take your hands off and everything God's called them, the birds to do. They will do it, Father, and continue to send them help and send them help, Father. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you worship, and we give you praise in Jesus' name, Dr. and Mrs. Bird.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We worship you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the Pastor's Corner today and for the dynamic duo from Essex. We glorify the name of the Lord. We thank God for putting in our midst these giftings, oh God. Hallelujah. And we're going to do some appreciation today and even on next Sunday. I want to share with all any of you out there that want to sow into the life and ministry of the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, Pastor Theodos and Maxine Lee. You send your donations, your seed, to RYMM Post Office Box 24554, and that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And in the memo section of the your checks or your money orders, you put the Pastor's Corner. And we'll definitely see that Pastor Maxine and Theodos Lee gets that. Because we appreciate the giftings that God has placed in their lives, and he's placed that in our lives. We thank God for the fellowship and the love and all of that, and we just want to let them know that we appreciate their love and caring and compassion, not just to us, but to you who have been on the listening end of what the Pastor's Corner have been doing. And I thank God for you. And if you have PayPal or Zelle or what's the other one, Apple Pay, hallelujah, you can do the same thing. You can send it to us. The code is 443-416-1352. And then in the memo section, you put the Pastor's Corner. Again, if you have PayPal, Apple Pay, or Zelle, you can send a donation, a seed gift, to the dynamic duo from Essex, to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Using this code, again, 443-416-1352. And in the memo section, put the Pastor's Corner. Or you can put PC. That'll be good enough. That'll let us know that that's what that's for. So we thank God for this dynamic duo. We thank God for the love and hearing from heaven, and then having the audacity to share it with us without holding back. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. And I just want to say, Pastor Peaches and the Dynamic Duo, y'all been peeping in on my scriptures for today's message. I tell you, you know, the Holy Spirit is so dynamic and so awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I'd love for you to read our Old Testament and New Testament scriptures because Dr. Theodos Lee did take us to the throne of grace. So just read our Old Testament scripture and our two New Testament scriptures. And, of course, for those who maybe this is the first time, the Old Testament scripture is found in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And the New Testament scripture is found in Romans chapter 12, and verses 1 and 2. God bless you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. We thank God for just being able to come into your homes wherever you are right now. We thank God for all of you have tuned in, and we thank you, you know, for those who even are looking for a blessing from the Lord, healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know somebody who needs deliverance. You know somebody whose back is against the wall. You know somebody who's going through. Glory to God. Give them the telephone number to call. You know it because you called it. Hallelujah. So call them. Do three-way or whatever. But give them a call and tell them that hallelujah, glory to God.
the Sunday International Victory Service is on the air, and victory is in the camp today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Pastor Peaches, are you ready now?
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just praise and worship you. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies, your great love. We thank you, Father God, for the word of God that's gone forth. We thank you, Father God, that we are not just hearers, but we are doers of the word also. Father God, we just thank you for the speakers. Thank you for the hearers. Lord God, allow the word of God to explode in our hearts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, add on to the hearers, Lord God. Add on to the listeners in the name of Jesus. Lord God, allow the word of God to explode in their heart. Break down the word of God in them, Lord, in their understanding. Lord God, make them anxious for the word, Lord God, so that they just want to just live the word out, walk the word out in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for touching our bodies. Thank you, Father God, for touching my body, for touching from the head, my crown, my head to the sole of my feet. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. You said, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper, and every word that comes against me in judgment I shall condemn. Lord God, that's part of my heritage. I'm your child, and I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We just bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless the word of God that's going to come forth today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 18.
Hallelujah. 1-6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. And God had a blessing to the reading of the word, and when he blessed the hearers, continue. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, New Testament reading, hallelujah, we know it's Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your emotions, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah for his word that never changes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, Lord.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord our God, he is one.
Yes, you are, Jesus.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God
The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, for you. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
Honor
the Lord our God. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God.
He is wonderful.
He is
wonderful. Oh, really, I don't know. Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. As we sang that song, I saw angels praising God, hallelujah, joining us in singing and praising Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory and honor, glory to God. I saw it. I saw strongholds coming down. I saw giants in people's lives being destroyed and knocked down. Hallelujah. I saw victory in the camps. Hallelujah. Glory to from coast to coast. Hallelujah. From border to border. All over the world. Victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In your home and in your home and in that circumstance, in that situation, in that affair. Hallelujah. In that circumstance. Victory. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a healing in the camp. I saw angels moving out at the speed of light. Ministering to the people of God. Ministering to you and you and you and you. glory to God, taking sicknesses away because they know what to do with it. Glory to God. Taking, hallelujah, those strongholds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the confusion, all that fear, depression, hallelujah, all that stuff, taking it away from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God. Oh, yes. You tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're being made whole right now as I speak. How in the atmosphere, every family, hallelujah. Ronald Harris, hallelujah. Go to Yvette and Angie and Mother Harris. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Joan and Lil. Bob and another Lil Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jeffrey and Maria. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan Grace. Hallelujah. Glory to Donya and Tiffany. Coco and Faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, I see it now with the eyes of my faith. Hallelujah. Deliverance in the camp. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere now. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill. Glory to God. Rosetta Curry. In the atmosphere. Healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to Evangelist Margaret Pearson. Harry Warsaw. Maisha Warsaw. Margaret Brown. Dorothy Warsaw. I see it in the atmosphere. Jerry Cleveland. Hallelujah. Makeem. Hallelujah. I see it in the atmosphere. Deliverance. Hallelujah. Right now. Healing and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Living God. I see it in the atmosphere right now. Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Norman Nevels, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Overseer Norman Nevels, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Deacon Dale, hallelujah. Elder Lester, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchett, hallelujah. Glory to God. Brenda Deloach, I see it in the atmosphere now. Paige Trammell, I see it in the atmosphere right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sheila from Justice, Gloria, I see healing in the atmosphere right now. Minister Janice, Yvonne, hallelujah, glory to God. I see it in the atmosphere, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Muyana de Bo Shakara, QB, hallelujah. Justin and Dominique, I see it in the atmosphere. Yedabo Shakara, Bianca, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Yedabo Shakara, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, hallelujah, Desiree, Monica, Julius, hallelujah, Joshua, hallelujah, little Mitch, Big Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God, I see it in the atmosphere, Victor, I see it in the atmosphere right now, Linda, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Alessandra, glory to God, hallelujah, Mildred Howard, I see it in the atmosphere right now, Craig Don Wilson, I see it in the atmosphere. Yeah, Mama, Pastor Don Street, I see it in the atmosphere now. Thomas Smith, Pastor Thomas Smith, Rosalind, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Healing and deliverance right now in Jesus' name. Pastor Maxine at the oldest leaf. Hallelujah, glory to God. See it in the atmosphere. Jasmine and all of hallelujah. Robin Stewart, hallelujah. I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Dion and Damon, I see it in the atmosphere. Apostle Dwight, I see it in the atmosphere. Damon LeBron and Dion, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder, hallelujah. Larry Orange, I see it in the atmosphere. Samuel Wright, I see it in the atmosphere right now. What a supernatural creative miracles right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see it in the atmosphere. Elder, Pastor East End Warrior, hallelujah, Mother Royal, I see it in the atmosphere right now, hallelujah. Go to Lorena Johnson, Viola, Pastor Viola, Pastor Viola Wright and Pastor Lewis Wright, I see it in the atmosphere. Talitha and Joseph, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Brother Anthony and Kim, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Donald Carter, hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, I see it in the atmosphere. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Juan and Sean Johnson, I see it in the atmosphere. The blessings of the Lord. Oh, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Apostle Dustin Harper, Sharon Harper, and Dr. Sharon Harper, I see it in the atmosphere. Minister Jane, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Robin, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Mother Boopy, I see it in the atmosphere. Jerry, I see it in the atmosphere. Another Jerry, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Dorothy, hallelujah, Tarboro, North Carolina, in the atmosphere right now. Ricky and Tony, I see it in the atmosphere. Sarah Bright, I see it in the atmosphere. The other Sarah, I see it in the atmosphere. Josephine, I see it in the atmosphere right now. You're the little boy shot out of my head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shanti, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pat Petit, hallelujah, glory to God. Rita, Ruby Smith, another Ruby. You ought to see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anita and Carl and Henrietta, I see it in the atmosphere. Tavon and another Tavon, and hallelujah. And Joyce Dukes, Maurice, hallelujah, glory to God. And Tavon, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Tavon and Earl and another Earl. Regina Bruce. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Your son-in-law, Earl. I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Ian Rickaby, I see it in the atmosphere right now. Ivan, I see it in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Denise Williams, hallelujah, glory to God. And the entire family, I see it in the atmosphere. Audrey Bird, I see it in the atmosphere. Tanya Bird, Calvin, David, hallelujah, hallelujah, Robin, hallelujah, Brown, hallelujah, I see it in the atmosphere. Yay, but what shakari da da da, what shakari da da, what he said in the most shiki, and you are part of your shakari, hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, yeah, the most shakari, Pastor Peaches, you have a testimony, hallelujah, a word to share right now, hallelujah, put on shakari, hallelujah, the most shakari. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
never changes, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
When everything else around you may fail, may change, turn colors, hallelujah, open up the word of God for whatever situation you are going through and stand on the word, pick out that scripture, hallelujah, and the word of God says that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every time it comes against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. I thank God for this is part of my heritage as a child of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. I can stand on and God has never failed me. Hallelujah. I thank God. It goes through time and space. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever he said 2,000 years ago, he's still saying it today. Hallelujah. The weapons may be full, but they won't prosper. Hallelujah. And I thank God for his word.
Hallelujah.
That his word ministers to my body while I was laying on it, came down with whatever this, whatever. But the word of God said that no plague would come nigh thy dwelling. Anything that's not right, I take it as a plague. I don't care, even if it's a bug. And Father God, you say no plague will come nigh thy dwelling. And that's what your word says. And I stand on it.
On the word. Hallelujah.
I'm serious. I stand. I said, no, Father God, your word said.
Hallelujah.
Word said,
hallelujah.
God.
Yes, yes.
God,
yes.
That's, saints of God, what else can we rely on? Everything.
Stand on the word.
And for the last year, what has not changed? In the city, the world, everything has changed.
Hallelujah. I feel a moment. Hallelujah.
Everything has changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We never thought that the church doors would be closed. We never thought the movie houses would be closed. We never thought the sports arenas would be closed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But you know what? We never thought that these times would come. But when you have the word of God hidden in your heart, hallelujah, God will show you a way that you can still praise and worship him. He's going to always be praised. He is always going to be worshipped. Hallelujah. Thank God for technology. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God can still flow, can still get out. People can still encourage one another.
Hallelujah.
The word of God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for touching my body. Touch me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And in the mornings when we have prayer, my husband says, is there anything anybody want to say? And I said every morning, I will bless the Lord
at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The saints of God, God can change.
Hallelujah.
The bills change every month. You don't know how much a bill going to be every month. Hallelujah, and come to the gas and let you go to water, or this and that. Your friends may change. They may act like they're your cup buddies one month, and if something get in their crawl, they may look at you the side eye next month, and you wondering you need some help, and they done joined the witness protection plan. They done gone. You say, oh, Lord, I need some help.
Hallelujah.
But God said he'd be a very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
When you in need, he is right there. Hallelujah. God has never failed me. He's never failed me. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will bring somebody in your life you never ever thought that will be there to help you out. You looking to the right, trying to figure something out, and he says, why are you trying to figure it out? I done already worked it out.
Hey, I'll work. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Go ahead now.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
What time is it?
Hallelujah. Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Heal the hills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, y'all didn't know, hallelujah, and I didn't know it either, that our message is going to be communion today, hallelujah, because it's after 4 right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, hallelujah, verse 23 through 30, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Communion, it's the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. And we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord, for it. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your word said to examine ourselves. And right now, we examine ourselves. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. That's right. Hallelujah. So we can examine ourselves really, really close now. Lord, and Lord God, we love your covenant names for hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 18, hallelujah, and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. So, Lord, we thank you for your covenant names. And I believe that the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. So we examine ourselves right now and hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And again, oh God, we examine ourselves so we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it's set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it. He declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, that your word said in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that your word say, hallelujah, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, your word said that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. These are my new gifts I'm leaving and giving to you. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12:13-23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. Hallelujah. Of the world, when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you already, hallelujah, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Mm. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, I said the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. We cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Reverses. Hallelujah. Undoes, unties, severs, cuts, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, gives us victory right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion right now in Jesus' name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing glory
to his name,
precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart
was
the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. And now our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job, glory to God, 22, verse 28. Romans 4:17.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. Shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Verse 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
We'd like to send a communication. Hallelujah. Please send it to RYMM. If the communication be a miracle, a testimony, if you'd like to send a token of love, let us know what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. We want to know what the word has done. After the word of God has gone forth and you put the word to work, you put the word in action, hallelujah. You standing on the word, hallelujah, for miracles, let us know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we know the word of God changes things. Hallelujah. We know the word of God is not going to go out and things remain the same. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's going to change something. Hallelujah. You standing on God for a miracle? We believe in God for that miracle too, and we know it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Drop us a line of communication. RYMM or the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. After the broadcast goes off, if you like to call us, to share with us, need for us to touch and agree in prayer or anything, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The number 410-444-5152. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't be moved by what we see, feel, or hear. Sometimes you feel even more power, empowered, hallelujah, when you know it's somebody else that's standing there and somebody else got your back. Hallelujah. But if you know you're not standing by yourself, hallelujah, because sometimes the things you see in front of you can look so insurmountable. Hallelujah. Sometimes you know what you got to do sometimes? Close your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you got to close your eyes and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and quote the word of God. Lord God, I know you say it.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, I know you say it. Hallelujah. Because the enemy wants you to think that the word of God don't work, but it does. The word of God works. Hallelujah. Don't be moved. If what's in front of you keep getting bigger and bigger and whatever, and it looks like it's trying to overtake you, close your eyes. Father God, you say it. Close your, look, Joyce Meyer said, do it afraid.
Hallelujah.
Do it afraid. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Peaches, you know, there's somebody out there, hallelujah, I believe without a shadow of doubt, they want to be baptized. And we are working on that, to have a baptism. Somebody wants to be baptized. And we know that you're out there. And there's somebody else out there that really doesn't know God in the pardon of their sins. And I want you to repeat after me, Father God.
Father God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I ask you now.
Ask you now.
Give me of my sins.
Give me of my sins.
And to cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
I believe. Jesus, that you live.
Jesus, that
you died and you rose again.
Again.
And you're now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And because I said it in my heart,
believe it in my heart,
and I spoke it out of my mouth, I am saved.
I am.
Hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer with us, hallelujah, you could give us a call at 410-444-5152. And we'll send you a gift in the mail. Hallelujah. Or if you spoke those words with us, you can write us a line. Drop us a line to RYMM. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Murray, M as in Murray. Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And we will also send you a gift. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
It is that easy to be turned from death unto life, to be changed.
Hallelujah.
From death unto life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't deep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Time to praise the Lord. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
We love you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Put your hands up now. Come on, let's worship him right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's worship him. Praise him. Glorify his name.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The angels of the Lord are joining in with your praise right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now. You're not alone. I know you may be thinking you're by yourself in your home. Hallelujah. But your guardian angels right there, and then some other angels are with you. They're going to join you. Start praising the Lord right now. Sister, hallelujah. And brother, son, daughter, mother, father, grandparents, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just want to praise God. We just celebrated 25 years of marriage. And God brought us this way.
Thank you, Jesus.
He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless God for that. And we,
hallelujah.
If you want to sow into, hallelujah, the ministry gifts, hallelujah, of the dynamic duo from Essex, send a love gift to RYMM. Post office box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. In the memo section, put a PC or the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or you can, hallelujah, if you have Zelle, PayPal, or Apple Pay, you can send a love gift using this code 443-416-1352. Again, the code is 443-416-1352. God bless you. God loves you.
Yes.
We love you too. Keep on praising God.
Amen.
We thank you for your love gifts that you've been sending. We thank you, Lord, for your prayers that you've been sending. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, each and every one of us, for just tuning in. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord some more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
With the Spirit of the Lord, Hammond, Button. when the spirit of
hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry.